Often a lack of power sneaks up on an engine like gray hair does on a person. One day it becomes very apparent. This problem could also include an increase in fuel usage and a degradation in idle quality. The cause can be very elusive since the engine sounds fine and compression and cylinder leak down tests prove inconclusive, just showing normal wear. When you cannot find anything wrong, but you know what there is, think out of the box and evoke these tips. For a diesel to run properly, it requires the necessary amount of fuel. If the delivery is weak, then the engine will not be itself. Most think of a clogged fuel filter or corrupted water separator, which can be valid culprits, but few consider aerated fuel. This describes fuel that is not a solid stream, but instead is mixed with air. When air is introduced into the fuel, it not only displaces the combustible fluid, but causes an ebb and flow of the amount getting to the injection pump or common rail system. Splashing of the fuel in the tank, along with any return fuel, can cause aeration. It can also be the root cause of a change in performance when the fuel level is very low. This is a normal phenomenon that an efficient lift pump has the ability to negate. If you suspect fuel aeration, the easiest way to diagnose it would be to install a sight glass between the lift pump and the engine. If there is an excessive amount of bubbles, you then need to backtrack. Air can be introduced into the fuel via cracked or degraded pickup tube in the fuel tank, loose fuel fitting, or cracked or loose water separator, or any other region in the pathway that it travels. Temporarily bypass each section of the fuel line until the bubbles disappear. I'm Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast, found on the Global Ag Network.